So a few days ago, I made a list of many superstitions that I used to have in my life, and I really allowed them to run my life. And I saw that the most fundamental one is giving independent nature to points of view, really believing that my thoughts, my emotions, my sensations, what other people think, what other people expect, my different opinions on everything, they really have power and they can really affect my life for the better or for the worse. And of course, all of us, when we are introduced to clarity and when we are trained up in clarity, we see it very, very clearly. We really blow open another point of view that we took to have an independent nature. Another emotion that used to ruin our day, and now we're just okay with it. And we see that it comes and goes by itself. Nothing has to be done with it in order for it to resolve. And then I kept looking and I saw that from that it's very easy to believe that there is something wrong with negative points of view. This is very, very ingrained belief. Something is wrong when we experience negative points of view. So we really have to accumulate more positive ones and to get rid of the negative ones. It's such a strong belief. And everyone around us demonstrated, so of course it's truth. But then we are introduced to our true nature and we see that it's completely fine to allow all negative data to be exactly as it is, exactly. And there is nothing actually going on there. We can be completely relaxed. We can be completely clear. We can know what to do in each and every moment, even if negative points of view are steering. This is amazing. This is real freedom and real benefit that is available in each and every moment. We are not overwhelmed anymore, even by the overwhelming points of view. And another thing that I saw, I have it here, my list is with me, but I try to remember. Let's see, 1 second more. Yeah, another very ingrained thing that I saw, that this actually blew my mind to realize it, I don't know, 1 year ago or something, that I was so sure all my life that in order to be satisfied, in order to have well-being and to feel complete and content, I have to get many things, many, many positive things. So I have to attain some things and I really have, from each experience, I have to get something to myself. Then I'll be satisfied, then I'll be content. And then by being involved in the four mainstays, I see that it's not at all like that. I mean, the most satisfying thing is to serve. When I get the opportunity to serve, when I get the opportunity to contribute my strengths, gifts, and talents, I'm so satisfied. I'm so happy. I'm full of joy, even if I'm cleaning toilet, serving food, working in the garden, doing some simple thing, hard work, working from morning to night. But when I have this opportunity to serve, I'm so content. So this is another belief that I had, that I see that, yeah, it's not true at all. And this is our purpose here, to be of benefit. And then about intimacy. This is also a big one for many of us. Believing that we can have intimacy only with one person, or maybe few people, our family members and our partner and some selected people. With them we can be ourselves. With them we can really experience love. But then, as much as we are open to the four mainstays, we really see that each one of the mainstays is an invitation to growing intimacy. First within ourselves, in each and every short moment, no matter what it is. It can be blame, it can be worry, it can be fear, it can be joy, whatever it is for us, when we choose clarity, we gain so much intimacy with ourselves. We get real, we respect ourselves exactly as we are. And then we have the relationship with a trainer, someone that we can be completely transparent with, really not hide anything, And it's gradual for most of us, it's normal, but we see that we can trust. We can really trust. So it begins by trusting ourselves, not taking ourselves any longer to be our points of view, and then receiving this reflection from our trainer that really see us as pure clarity, really see that no matter what we experience, it is beneficial energy. There is nothing else there. And we can really shift, we can really transmute each breakdown, what seems to be breakdown, to break through, to really extract the power there. And of course, the training, I mean, the words of the training, the written works, the spoken words, the only thing that we find there is this empowerment. This word is a word of empowerment. They really empower us to see how powerful we are and how capable we are. Yeah. And the community, each one of us, that we see that we can have intimate relationship with everyone, regardless of points of view. We can like, we can dislike, we can agree, we can disagree with each other. It doesn't matter. We are just gathering the same common wish to be of benefit, to be real, to be ourselves. How freeing it is to be ourselves and to know that it's perfect. And to know that we have what to contribute. We have so much to give. So all these points of view about intimacy were blown open by being involving in the four mainstays and understanding what real intimacy is. Not all the fantasies that I used to have. Intimacy in everyday life, with each and every moment, with each and everyone. We don't want to share points of view when we are overwhelmed by them. For example, blame or anger. Our responsibility is to clarify our points of view. And from this clear vantage, we can communicate in different ways, but we will be certain that there is no point in sharing blame with other people. And for me to see it in myself was very strong in many different circumstances, because sometimes the urge to be right, you know, to prove that I'm right and the other one is wrong, and this is the blame is about, you know, you caused me that and I'm suffering because of that. And for me, it was also a lot about self-blame. And just seeing that all these things, they just have to be seen in the light of clarity, and there is no benefit at all to act upon them. It won't bring peace, it won't resolve anything. Whenever we feel that we have to resolve something with someone else, we have to resolve it, first of all, within ourselves. The other person is not really needed. We can communicate, of course, but let's do it when we are clear. Let's do it when we are completely grateful already for these points of view. Then we can see, and then probably we can be also very beneficial to the other person when we will come from this vantage.